Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 552. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walt.
Well, hello.
Good morning.
This is take two.
Take two.
You know, I like transparency around here.
Yeah.
We just had 15 minutes of a disgusting conversation going, and the audio cut out.
Yes.
I don't want to recreate it for people, but what I do want to say is you're welcome for not hearing it.
Right.
Because it went places.
It did.
I feel like it was an interview. I was asking you questions. I was getting to know your inner workings.
Mm-hmm.
And the audio gods knew that that conversation never needed to get out.
Right. And you're like, yeah, let's not talk about that for the public.
Now, I do have a question. You have a tape. You have a tape thing to your left behind you.
Mm-hmm.
What are you taping?
This is packing tape.
Yeah, but what are you taping?
Well, I got it out because I had to tape up this box right here.
Oh.
Got to ship that out.
Didn't know what you were taping up.
Oh, yeah, no. And if I have to package stuff, send it out.
How often are you sending something out?
Oh, probably once or twice a week.
Are you put it in the mailbox or you take it to a post office?
I'll take it to UPS or post office, or I'll put it in the mailbox if it's small enough at my work.
Yeah. Inconvenient to have to take something somewhere.
Yeah.
To mail it.
Like FedEx won't pick up at my work, so I have to take it to FedEx.
Yeah.
UPS will, unless it's like next day delivery, they won't do it.
I got a big, fat, juicy mailbox, so I can put almost anything in there as long as it's USPS.
Mm.
But I got dropped that UPS store off, and I don't send anything FedEx unless it's required of me. But they're both fairly convenient for where I'm located.
Yeah, for you. For me, that we have a FedEx drop box close by. But if it won't fit in the drop box, I have to drive.
I guess I'm kind of surprised y'all don't have both at work.
Well, we have them both, but FedEx won't pick up there.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Do you prefer FedEx or UPS? Draw a line in the sand. Who is it?
I don't really have a preference.
Yeah. I feel like you have to pick a side, but
I'll say this. I've had more damaged packages through UPS than I've had FedEx.
Follow-up question. Would you say you've received more packages via FedEx or via UPS, though?
I've had more through UPS.
Right. So just by numbers alone, sheer volume, they would have had more damaged package.
Right. I don't think I've had a damaged package yet from FedEx.
But I would say you probably get very few. Like, I've never had a damaged DHL package, but I've only got like two in my life. I don't know if that makes them good.
Right.
I'll be honest with you. I'm sort of suspect of anyone who sends me anything through DHL.
Right, because that's because they only do commercial big things now.
Drugs, I think. I mean, let me know if you're a DHL driver. I think you just do international packages and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I'm pretty sure.
I remember being in the working in the mall in DHL. You would have FedEx, UPS, post office, and DHL delivering.
UPS would have the truck with the trailer behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And FedEx would have a like full carts, and then DHL, there'd be like a dude with one envelope.
Yep.
And I always wanted, I mean, it's for sure drugs in there. I ordered a sketchy phone case off of the internet, and it came Hong Kong via DHL.
Hmm.
And I think like those things, I think that happens. But like on the regular, like if I'm shipping you something, I send it DHL, that's a weird move.
Now, Wish would send stuff through the post office.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we get stuff from them. Then they got to the point to where they would just, like if you want a free delivery, they will deliver to any of these little spots around towns. It'll be, one time it was someone's house.
You had to pick up from someone else's house?
Had to pick up from someone else's house.
Mm-mm.
That had like
that's
a
sketchy.
That had a like a store in their downstairs that they were selling stuff out of, and it was like one of the locations. And I thought that was kind of weird. I thought because it said a store, and I'm like, okay, now I go up to, and it's actually a house.
That's odd.
Yeah, there was people sitting out on the front porch, and then you go out back, and it's like a store.
Hmm.
Like you drive down the ramp and they had a big, huge like parking lot. Well, not big, probably a hold maybe 10 cars.
But then I've never ordered anything off of Wish.
I've done a bunch.
It's a dice roll, right?
Yeah. I mean, I got Lil Goku. I got him from Wish.
But some people get like the real thing.
Yeah. You get some good stuff.
But sometimes you get like garbage. Like he could have come in looking like me with the hair. Was that a little wish flashlight?
Yeah, it actually works. It's a it's a black light.
For something like a flashlight, I think.
Yep. Wait, what else I got over here? Got this.
The battery tester.
Battery tester.
How much would that have been if you didn't get it from Wish, though? That's like a couple dollars, right?
Yeah, which he, and I got this battery tester, which actually holds battery. Like it comes with a battery case from Wish.
Yeah, but I feel like those things would have been cheap on Amazon. Maybe not the Baby Goku.
Yeah, because, I mean, most of these were cheap. The Baby Goku was only $2.
Right. And that's probably $29 mm-hmm. or something if you ordered that from a real place.
And I remember months ago, back when Dan was on, I talked about my ring collection. My wedding ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get those off Wish.
Wish, yeah, for like $1, $2.
And they're not real.
No, they're not real.
You have to rotate out before you go green? Like, will they turn your skin?
Mm-mm. I've worn the same black one for about 4 years at my current job and answer fine, my finger.
And it's from Wish?
Mm-hmm. They're just cheap. They're just cheap rings.
Yeah, I've never ordered anything off there.
Oh, yeah, I got that too. I'm showing Ryan different stuff. This is a phone holder for tripod phone holder.
No, it's good. It plays good on audio.
Yeah. I'm not telling people what I'm ordering.
You just show, yeah, check this out, and then you're done.
Yeah. But I've got all kinds of stuff I've got there from them.
I've never
Lego,
ordered
I got them. The fake Lego sets from them too.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with fake Lego sets, but I don't want them.
I need to give you that one so I'll let you put it together, the bus, compared to yours.
I like to know how different they look side by side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired. That's like my fifth yawn this morning.
And you didn't say it late last night, did you?
Yeah, I kind of did. Mm. Was working on some stuff, and then I lose track of time, yeah.
Right then, you were talking about watching the fight.
Oh, yeah, I did watch the main event on UFC. Was it 292?
Something.
It's a number. That way I can age this podcast by dating it. I think it was like 292 or something.
Yeah, 292.
292. I just watched the main event, so it was fine. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't have strong thoughts about it, but I hadn't even planned to watch it, but I kind of finished my work around that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, I finished my work. I sat down on the couch. I opened TikTok, and it opened a live that someone was showing their TV with it on.
That's the way people are getting away with it now. They're doing it on TikTok.
And it was the very first video that popped up. I turned my phone sideways on my stand and just left it there and watched the, I mean, it had just like, they were doing the walk-in.
Oh, damn. Right on time.
Yeah. And so I watched it. And then the second it was over, I turned it off and went to bed.
Mm.
So it kind of worked out.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't seeking it out.
All right. So would you play this week?
Not much, man. This has been a crazy week for work for me. I think I maybe played Rocket League one night. I think we all played it. I played.
Did you do Disney Sea Sport?
Yeah.
Disney Speed Storm.
Yeah, I did Speed Storm. I did take two nights off Speed Storm, not because of anything that's wrong with it. They were really late work nights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some Disney Speed Storm, and then of course we played The Forest together, and that's it. That's all I played all week.
Oh, not
very little, very short week.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, what did you play?
I played Logging GTA, DeMello Dailies, and The Forest. That was pretty much my gaming for the week.
Now let's talk about the Forest. We played quite a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do a lot of exploring. We did a lot of fortification.
Yes.
We walled up the area. We built some stuff. What was your fun factor?
It was fun.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah, I'm still enjoying it. I've been like contemplating doing solo. So I'll start a single player, do a little bit, explore around, jump around, try to just like try things out. To see if I really want to go like balls deep.
So me and friend of the show, Marshall 205, had a discussion the other night about starting another file.
Mm-hmm.
but not doing any adventure at all. Nothing that might influence the story, like literally staying in the same spot we're in.
Mm-hmm.
Because your file is not accessible, even though we save it.
Right.
It is just your file. So when we're done with this, we can't even enjoy that one.
Right.
So we talked about creating a new save and only just same thing we just did. Put a fence up, build a house, so that if we want to keep playing, we have that. Basically recreate it on our own. But we haven't, because it takes a lot of time and energy.
It does.
That fence took four people a couple hours to build.
Are you going to play it on peaceful?
Probably, yeah.
Because every night it gets harder and harder and harder.
On what we're on now?
Yeah, so if you go, like, whatever you play on. So once you get to, like, night 10, like, that's when all the little crazy creatures start coming out. The grays.
And then you die and it gets easier?
No, it gets worse.
So the game just permanently gets harder and harder.
Permanently gets harder and harder and harder. To where you get they call them mom and dad with the crazy long arms. And you get there's a Bigfoot monster. It's like a dude that stomps around.
I think I would really enjoy that game on peaceful. Having to survive, build, all that stuff, I think would be fun. I don't really care much about having a fight. But if Howard doesn't get to fight, he falls asleep.
Right. Now there's animals that you can, like, there's crocodiles that can still kill you. You can still fall. You can die from falling. You can play on peaceful and beat the game on peaceful. You will have to fight the big boss, though. There's like an end boss.
Is there still trophies on peaceful?
There are trophies on peaceful. There are some specifically just for peaceful.
Yeah, I would play on peaceful, I think, if I could talk him into it. He said drop it down a level. Are we on the second, or is peaceful the next thing down?
Peaceful the next thing down, but you'd have to start a new save. You can't even go. You can't go up or down once you start it.
But we'd have to start a new save anyways because you own the file.
Yeah.
I don't like that. It gives me an option to save, but I don't have it.
Yeah,
I think that's weird.
Yeah, they should open it up.
Yeah.
Maybe Sons of the Forest, the sequels like that.
Yeah. I had fun with it. It wasn't blowing my mind. Because I kind of knew what it was, but I had a lot of fun. I think friend of the show, Patman, does not like it.
No, because he wants to go explore. Like we had when we were trying to go get the turtles.
He's always standing around if we're not exploring.
Yeah.
He's just on Reddit. Because his character is always just standing still while I'm getting my ass kicked. and then once I say something, he runs over, but he's always just standing around. I'm tired, back hurts, didn't get to play much. It was just not a fun week.
Yeah.
It was one of those like adulting weeks. But yesterday I got the trash hauled off. I got the yard mowed and the back looked like Jumanji. Ooh. And so that's saying a lot. I got it done, worked on the office, laundry going. I mean, it was a super productive day.
That'll be my day today.
See, I feel like you got to get it on a Saturday because I need a little bit of buffer before it's Monday again.
Mm.
You know, I did watch that preseason game last night. I made time for that. Watched the Titans preseason game. That's pretty much the only break I took. And I didn't watch all of it. I watched from basically third quarter and fourth quarter of it.
You didn't miss nothing.
Oh, preseason is so bad.
It is.
So bad. And I know there's all those people out there who are like, well, you got to give these guys a chance to make a roster. I don't disagree, but preseason's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so tired of all these big names getting hurt. Why are you playing your starters in preseason?
Right. And then I hate it when people go off the preseason. Oh, this team was 4-0 in the preseason. That means you're going to have a good year. No, don't mean shit.
It doesn't mean a damn thing.
No.
All you're trying to do is figure out, like the Titans, for instance, they don't have a kicker. They just got two dudes kicking balls any chance they can because they're trying to figure out who's going to be the kicker.
Yeah.
That's a preseason is just that. I mean, it's not.
Backup O-line men, backup running backs.
Who's
going to be on your defense here.
But then you have these coaches that play their starters and they get hurt. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get them some reps in.
Yeah, they don't need reps. Not like that.
When the starters are in, I think the NFL should say, hey, first quarter, or basically going to play touch, like the Pro Bowl.
You want to redshirt them?
Yeah, you want to redshirt them, just okay.
Can't hit the redshirt, yeah. I mean, they played Russell Wilson, which I understand he didn't play like a starter, but he is.
Mm-hmm.
They played him the other day. It's weird. I mean, you take a shot and he could be out for the whole season.
Because they're only doing two preseason games now, right?
No, still the same.
So four?
Yeah.
So is this is game two or three?
Two.
Two, okay. So they got two more?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. For some reason, I thought they were cutting the preseason games down to
let add me see that if they cut one. It down to three, but it's for sure at least three because the next one is home. It's the first home game. They have joint practice with the Patriots this week. Let's see here. Schedule.
Yeah, so their four.
First one. Yeah, their first four. One was the Bears and the Vikings and the Patriots and the Saints, and then they start their regular season. What day is?
Sorry, we're looking at schedules.
You're good. I started to think maybe it was going to – I should have checked to make sure it didn't conflict with the Lego thing we were going to, but it does not.
Oh.
I didn't know it. Not be a conflict, but if I had something Saturday and Sunday that week. But I don't.
It doesn't seem like there's a game on.
There's one at home on in September.
I'm just looking for it. Right, just in NFL in general.
Oh, the schedule's garbage for the home schedule.
And for your Titans?
Oh, it's bad. Here's how – no one cares. I don't give a shit. The first game, the first week two, so week one is at the Saints. So there's a game on 9/17. That's the first home game. The next home game is 10/1, which I think that's about right, you know? The next one after that is 10/29.
Mm.
So you go almost a month. And then the next one after that is 11/26. You go almost a month again. Then listen to this. 12/3, 12/17, 12/24, 1/6. So they go from like one a month to bam, 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 bam. Whole month of December, you got to be at a game.
I'm looking at this one schedule. It has them, the Jaguars. Oh, okay. Never mind. I see what they're doing. The time. They don't know when they're going to, their last the game.
6/7th game. Yeah, it's going to depend.
The timing, because I guess wherever.
If those two are competing for AFC South, then they'll flex that game.
Yeah.
Because that's what everyone expects to happen. Because the Colts are going to be terrible.
So are you like other Titans fans thinking these dudes are they're going to go 15-2 or 14-3?
No.
The one radio when I was listening at work, I was listening to the radio and these people were calling in and I'm like, yeah, we're going to be 14-2. Oh no, we're going to be this and that. And
people putting a lot of faith in DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, they're thinking just because they got Hopkins, they're going to.
Yeah. They thought the same thing when they had Randy Moss for a year.
And Julio Jones. And
Julio for a year. When you bring a guy in at the end of his career, you know, it's real hit or miss. You see that hit sometimes, but you see it miss more often.
Well, it'd be different if they were known as like a passing team, like a. Like they had a stud, like quarterback that would get the ball. I mean, they saw what AJ Brown did. He left, and look what the numbers he's putting up on his new team.
Yeah, he was good on the Titans, but no doubt that Jalen Hurts uses him in a different way than mm-hmm. Tannehill did. Tannehill likes to spread the ball around a lot, and he's also, you know, I don't have a problem with him. He's not the reason they lose most of the time. No. He's also not the reason they win most of the time. He's a safe quarterback. I don't like their backups at all. I don't like Malik Willis. I do like Will Levis, but he's already hurt. I mean, dude wasted no time.
Mm-hmm.
That NFL is a different game, man. You get hurt.
You do.
Them are a grown man.
Did you play Madden when you were younger?
I have, yeah.
When did you stop? You remember what system? You don't have to say the year, but maybe what system?
Like stopped probably PS2. Like stopped.
Yeah, I was PS3.
Now, have I played some throughout the way? Yes, but like I played everyone like up until probably PS2.
Now, would you always play the same as like the same team? Like that was your team?
No, just play. Yeah.
Jumped around.
Buddies would come over, just try different teams out, play against each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I quit back then. you know, they all start feeling like the samey, and I was never good enough at them that I'm like, this is my game.
Remember when they did, if you remember, they did the quarterback eye where you had to be looking in the direction where you threw?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's when that was my last one I actually bought.
I want to play the Pro Era, the VR one. I want to try it.
Mm.
It looks neat.
It does.
I'd like to try it out just to see. I'm sure it's not the way it looks in the commercials, but it looks fun. It's like $30 though, or $40.
Oh, you got that.
Yeah, all I need is to flip over a chair in my living room when I'm trying to QB one it.
No, you need to buy the little pad that you can run on, the treadmill, the VR treadmill.
Yeah.
You can run around.
I saw one the other day. It's a pretty small footprint, and it's got a harness, mm-hmm. so that you could like lean forward and look around walls and stuff without actually having to do it. It was pretty neat. It's just a little pad, and it's got like a harness that clicks to like a vest, but it allows you to lean like right, left, and forward and stuff, and still you could crouch. But that thing's still probably like $2,000.
Something like this.
It was kind of like that, but it went up higher. That top one there is only $900.
Only $900.
You look like a douche playing on that thing, though.
Oh, you'll be in your house. No one will see you.
Where am I supposed to put that?
Oh, no, look at that.
He's playing Mission Impossible, clearly.
Yeah, he is.
His hands are out like he's Superman, and he has a harness that's holding him. I don't mm-hmm. know what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah, I'm showing. I just typed in VR treadmill and just look at the couple pictures that are on there. You just want to follow along.
I mean, I'd love to have one if I had a big enough space to play in, but you're making a commitment.
Mm-hmm. It's the omnidirectional.
Yeah, that one's cool. I think Omni might be like that one seems to be.
Dude, that one's keeping you. You ain't going nowhere in that one.
Yeah, you got that halo around you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't crouch, though. You knock yourself out. You knock the headset off.
Look, here's one with inside.
Looks like he's got a backpack blower on. He looks like a douche canoe. If y'all walked in, and if you walked in, I had that on. You think it's also because he had those dad jeans on?
Probably.
There's that Omni. Give me a price on the Omni. See what this is going to cost us. The Omni One.
2000.
2000. That's what I thought.
This is as of 2021.
Would you pay $2,000 to have the ability to walk?
No.
In VR?
This one says $700, but that's something that could be something else, though.
Yeah. The Omni, I will say, looks good.
Mm-hmm.
It looks nice in a corner. Man, you'd have to play a lot of VR to make that worth it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Not for me. I mean, it is, but it isn't.
Looks like it is $2,600 now.
Inflation's been a real bitch.
Mm-hmm. Can do a $65 a month payment plan, and then you have to buy this headset for $700. The Pico Neo,
or Pico, okay, Neo, use any headset?
Yeah, the Pico Neo 3 Pro headset.
It has to be theirs.
Yep.
What kind of world are we living in where you can finance a VR headset?
Mm-hmm.
What a beautiful place this is.
Right.
What a beautiful place. I like how this lady on this picture is playing. Oh, she's on the Omni One. She got the headset on. And then she's streaming to the TV and just has a audience mm-hmm. watching her play. Meanwhile, she's got a bulletproof vest on strapped to this disc that she's walking on. And that room is riveted. There's three folks watching her play.
Oh, yeah. There's one behind it.
Yeah, and they're having as much, if not more fun than she is.
Yep. And they must have just sat down because there's no drinks on the coffee table. Like, they where they've been sitting there for a while. Still. Yep. She's got bell bottom jeans on. Looks like she's about to step on them.
Obviously, a smart play on something where you walk is a bell bottom, a long bell bottom that's frayed on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a chunky shoe on too.
Yep.
That is the most staged photo ever, because look how everyone's sitting in the background. No one sits like any of those people. The guy in blue, his back would be on fire after 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe
the guy in the chair is probably the only one. It looks like he's probably been there for a while.
Maybe. The girl in the middle looks like she has to take a shit.
Yeah,
that's that uncomfortable sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like that. You got other stories?
Yeah, I got a couple things.
Let's see. Let's jump over to that, and then we'll fill. How long have we even been going for? Because this is show number two.
Oh, we've been only going for like 20 some minutes.
That's fine. We'll make it work.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, look, this is a good PSA. I'm glad you brought this up. Sometimes you don't get the length you want out of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're hoping for something a little longer and it's just not there.
Right.
And you have to learn to accept that because it is what it is.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to just climb on a ladder to reach something because you aren't tall enough.
Yeah.
Or tall enough.
Sometimes things aren't just, they're not as good as you want. They're not as long as you want. They're not as powerful as you want. Sometimes it's just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to learn to settle. That's what life is about.
Yes, it is. Sometimes you have to sit down on a toilet and sometimes you get wet. Sometimes you don't.
What's happening?
I don't know. You think about that for a second.
What's getting wet? What part?
You're talking about something being long. You're
talking about your dick's too long?
Yeah. Sometimes it gets wet. Sometimes it gets wet. Sometimes it doesn't.
You walk up to the urinal and you go, ooh, that water sure is cold.
Not so when you sit down.
It just dangles. You got gravity.
If the toilet water has to be up a little bit too high.
If you're teabagging, is it your balls?
Could be. You have long balls.
Got a long set of balls. Captain Long Balls, the new show name.
All right.
Go ahead.
So the couple of things I found, it wasn't really a lot of heavy this week. One thing, Xbox has announced that the Xbox 360 store will be closing July of 2024. But you can still play your games if you download them.
Rest in peace.
Yes. On July 29, 2024, Xbox will stop supporting the ability to purchase new games, DLC, and other entertainment content from the 360 store on console and its 360 marketplace online. Related to this change, the Microsoft Movies and TV app will no longer function on the 360, which means TV and movie content will no longer be viewable on your 360 after July 29th of 2024.
Shout out to those rebels still out there using the 360 store. Mm-hmm.
But if you want to purchase your games, like get any games and DLC, you will keep them if you purchase them. You just won't be able to buy anything after that.
You think there's a large number of people out there playing a 360?
Yeah, there's still people out there 360s.
Yeah, there's for sure still people, but you think it's like they had to look and know this was a small enough number that it was okay to do this.
Yeah, I think there's people playing. I don't think there's people buying off of it. That's why they're like, oh yeah, we're probably not making any money supporting this.
What would you even be buying? Just old stuff?
Yeah, just old games. Maybe a DLC. I do like the fact that they have... I do like the fact that they announcing this almost a year in advance.
Now, you'd be upset if you were a developer and your game was on 360 and people still periodically bought it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would.
You'd be like, damn, here goes my income. But yeah, I mean, I don't like stores shutting down. That's why I don't like digital. And I know people like to give me shit about digital, but this is what happens.
Now it says here that if you play multiplayer games on a 360, it is still available. And you can still buy the 360 backward compatible titles on your Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S.
But this is what happens. Storefronts close, and I don't think they'll close anymore. Like, I think that they've learned their lesson now, but it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like it.
I still have a 360.
Me too.
I have not turned that thing on in a while.
What do you think is the last thing you played on it?
Halo. One of the Halos, probably. Because I only got it to play the Halos, really. There was like a few games on there that I bought to play on there.
Last thing I played was probably Viva Pinata. It's a good game.
I think there was Conquer was on there. I bought it for Conquer. There's a Robotech game.
Was Conker on the original Xbox?
It was on the original, but the Conker Live and Reloaded.
Oh, yeah. Not bad Fur Day.
Yeah.
Conker.
Which was bad. Which was bad Fur Day, but more.
Yeah, the Conker's not good. Hot take. Conker.
I had fun with it. I like the subtle.
Fun with it then. If you got it now, you would.
I've seen it again. I watched a video.
You've grown. You've matured.
Because you're talking about redoing it again. I saw some art concepts for the new Conker game.
If you could bring a game back, what would it be?
If I can bring a game back?
Yeah, like a game was gone and they're going to do a new game for it.
Riddick.
Yeah. Chronicles of Riddick 2.
Yeah, or something. Because Dark Athena was not that good.
What if they just remade it?
I'd buy it.
Yeah.
Because I really like that game.
Would you platinum it?
If it was possible.
Yeah. But you would like to see them just revisit that world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
Mod Nation.
Of course.
That was a great kart racer, and I've had so much fun with Speedstorm. It's been on my mind a lot lately. You know, I want to say Little Big Planet, but that game will never be what it was for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Mod Nation could again be what it was to me. Yeah. Just for the record, everyone listening, neither one of these games will happen ever.
Right.
So I probably have a better chance than you, and I have no chance.
Right.
That company doesn't even exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
United Front Games shut her down, which was a damn shame because Mod Nation was great and so was Sleeping Dogs.
Just think if Mod Nation came out now with all the people wanting to mod.
That'd be so good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me show. I got to pull up share screen on this one. Microsoft unveils a custom armored Core 6 Xbox Series X console that you can win by going to their page, their Xbox on Twitter, follow them on Xbox, and they have a no purchase necessary rules. And you can click on it and it'll take you there and you can sign up to win this.
So you're on Xbox's account on X.
Mm-hmm.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
I don't care about that console, but it comes in an ammo crate, which is awesome.
Yeah.
The packaging is better than the product itself, because that ammo crate is cool. When you first pulled it up, I could only see the corner of the picture, and I was like, did they put it in an ammo crate?
And they sure did.
The system's fine. I mean, it looks like they took a standard system and put some silver on it. Mm-hmm. They dirtied it up a little bit. They put like armor plates on it, but
I think the controller looks pretty cool though.
Yeah. I like the Xbox controller just in general.
Yeah. So if you're interested and you want to win a free console, go for it. Sign up for it. Look for it. Next one I have, Xbox says 8 strikes and you're out to toxic gamers.
This is such a bizarre story.
Yeah. They're cracking down on, I guess, people being bad. And the strikes, you're getting 8 strikes and they only last 8 months, each one.
So basically, if you're a piece of shit online and people report you, there's a review process.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're found to be a piece of shit, you get a strike. And then if you get 8 of those
within a 6-month period,
you're banned for 1 year.
Yes.
It's not even a perma ban.
No, just banned from 1 year. And then you get 8 strikes. So you get one in, you know, January. That falls off in July 1st.
Yeah.
So you can almost say, I got one a month. I can be a shitbag.
I don't really care about this. I will say what Microsoft said is that, you know, they have something very similar now, but people don't understand why or how or for how long they're being banned for.
Mm-hmm.
And this just gives them a roadmap of showing, like, here's how discipline works over here.
Right.
But how about just don't be an asshole?
Yeah.
How about that? Try that out a little bit.
You should have heard my GTA experience. Someone in there just being an asshole.
I can't stand that.
I had a good idea. I'm thinking about tweeting into Xbox or GTA Rockstar.
Mm-hmm.
Just something they can do for that to help out. An idea.
send them a message. They could send you a free car.
Yeah, never know.
Hey, before you, are you going to talk about Lego?
No.
Before you go into the next story, can you pull up? I want to see if you think I made a mistake by not buying something yesterday. Okay. Type in Lego Sonic, because I don't remember which set it is. All right, it's one with the loop right there. $68.
This one?
Yeah. I had the ability to buy this yesterday for, I think, like $30.
That'd have been good.
Do you think I made a mistake?
How good was the packaging?
That was brand new.
Yeah. No, yeah, that would have been good.
The set just doesn't... it's made to, like, be played with.
Mm-hmm.
I like it because it's Sonic, and I kind of wanted it, but it's not like a set.
Right, it's a toy.
It's a toy, yeah. It's made to, like, play with. So I talked myself out of it.
Well, I would have got it and sold it, just resell it.
They had, like, five of them.
Oh, shoot. I would have bought them, or even fucking just, hey, I got this for, my kid got this as a birthday present. I'm returning it.
And I bet they still have them, because they didn't sell when I was there. I just didn't know. I was in and out on it, and I was like, man, if it had been like a proper like Sonic set,
mm-hmm.
Closer to that first Sonic set that came out.
Is that one?
Yes. That's more of a set, right? You put it on a shelf.
Mm-hmm. That's an iconic scene. Yeah.
Yeah, the other one reminds me of the Mario shit, where it's like an obstacle course. Like, comes in little pieces.
Yeah, see there?
Yeah.
There's another one just like that other one.
Yeah. So I passed on it. Just want to get your thoughts.
Yeah, see, this one's more of a collector's one, unless something is in some of these sets that you can't get.
Well, it's the minifigs, because it comes with the... Click on that set, the one I passed on, beside where you are there. It's got several minifigures on jet skis and stuff.
So it's got Sonic and then the girl.
And then over in the ship, you got
the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Which he's right here, though.
Yeah, I guess they're all in other
sets. So Sonic is here.
Because she's in that little one right there. No, it's the same one.
And she's in here. Yeah, so all three minifigures are in the same set.
That one's got tails with it, too.
Oh, so this one's got a blue bird. That one's got a pink one. Sometimes it's small stuff that's in there, like the bird.
Well, I decided to pass. Tom will tell if that was a good decision.
I don't think this one will go up. I think for $30, you might be able to find it again for, at most, maybe $100. But I don't think it's going to get the only ones for like collecting aspect.
That's what I was thinking, too. All right,
so go back to it.
Yeah, you can move on.
All right, so... Frog Detective series leaps onto consoles and Game Pass as single game this year. I don't know if you're aware of this, but this is a game I think you'd like.
Yeah, I've seen some stuff about this.
Mm-hmm.
It looks neat.
Yeah, this is a game. Frog Detective. Here's like the little trailer. Just a quick one.
Yeah. It's got a good vibe to it. The one I really want to play right now is the Diver Dave. Dave the Diver.
Dave the Diver.
But it's not on PlayStation.
Hmm.
I'll probably mess with the Frog Detective.
It looks like your game.
Yeah.
Dave the Diver. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
All right,
I really want to play it.
Next one I got, Xbox legend Major Nelson visits Nintendo. There's a tweet. It shows him there.
Weird, huh?
Visit it, yeah.
Hashtag just visiting. But why? Mm-hmm. Why Major Nelson?
Right.
Why are you just visiting?
Are you visiting or are you interviewing?
I want to trust you, but I can't.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he is just visiting. Just, hey, let me come over and see.
Why does he need to post it then?
Right. Why? See, now he needs to go to Sony and do the same thing to Sony to really freak people out. Just visiting.
I don't trust it. What if he goes to Apple and visits? That'll really
Oh, yeah.
throw people
Apple,
off.
Google, do them all.
Yeah.
Lenovo. Echoes. No Man's Sky has teased a 7th anniversary expansion called Echoes. And Sean Murray tweeted out this thing. He listed a whole bunch of all the other
Whole bunch of stuff.
expansions, and the last one was Echoes. And there's a little trailer too, but the trailer doesn't really show much. It's just him in the background and just showing them like their evolution of all the expansions, which I didn't think about, like all the ones they've had.
And you know, for which I will say they for sure changed the mind share on how people thought about that game and Hello Games in general, but you know, they stuck with that game and they turned it into something special, I think, but I don't think anyone would fault them for stepping away.
Right. I think we really miss out like on the good part when we play this game as a group.
I think can you imagine if we had started today, what a different experience we would have had?
Oh yeah, for sure. Good compared to, because I remember we all were playing it, but we couldn't play with each other. Then finally, a year later, we could finally play. And then we did it like one night, and it was like horrible
Yeah.
because we didn't know what to do. Nobody had anything.
Yeah.
All right. Now, next one I got Lenovo Legion Go set to challenge Steam Deck and Switch. So more and more systems are going into the handheld.
Yeah, you have the Republic of Gamers one too, the Ally or whatever it's
Yeah,
called.
the Rogue, or
Rogue, yeah.
yeah, Asus Rogue Ally,
Yeah.
or ROG, or whatever.
I mean, I don't know. Sure, it looks like the rest of them. Will it challenge the Steam Deck? Probably not. Does it look good? Sure. They all do.
The controller looks actually really,
Looks beefy, doesn't it?
yeah,
I mean, it looks like you throw that thing across the
thick.
room. A thick boy.
And it does, it connects and doesn't slide in, it's just pops in on the side.
It gives a good old pop. Pop lock it.
I think the more the merrier. I mean, just keep the handheld thing going.
Always say the more the merrier.
The more people playing, better.
Yeah, there's zero problem with more people getting into
Oh,
games.
this one's got two but look at the buttons in the back.
Yeah, this other side has got a different layout.
This one's got the triggers on the right handle, on the next to each other, and on the left they're up and down
They
above.
may be trying to be too cute because it looks like there's also something on the side of that thing.
All right, there's buttons here.
Yeah, they may be doing being too cute. Be too much going on with that controller.
Yeah.
It's a
This is
lot.
M1 and M2.
It looks good though.
Yeah, it does.
They give any idea? They don't give any idea on price.
No price, just
Yeah.
images.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be comparable to all the others.
It looks good.
Right, next one. 8-Bit Duo unveils a new micro Switch controller available in blue and green.
Yeah, it's absolutely adorable. I don't know why you'd ever want it.
Right.
8-Bit though makes great controllers. If you ever played on a Game Boy Micro, that's about the size that it gives me. I mean, it's so tiny. I don't know
It does.
why you would want that.
Just to have it.
It's smaller than one side of the Switch controller. I mean, if I could find one cheap, I would. How much are they?
$24.99.
I mean, it's damn cheap.
Nah, I think that's a good price.
I guess you're just want to tabletop mode it in front of you and lean back, but I don't know why you wouldn't just play with a Switch controller.
Maybe have little hands.
Yeah, maybe if you got little Burger King hands, that'd be fine.
Or if it's you have a little kid. Maybe that's good for a kid.
Yeah, maybe.
I thought that was neat. All right, next one. Chicago Bulls announced upcoming NBA schedule with a classic Pokemon tribute. Have you seen this?
No, I have not. I like the cover image right there, though.
But they're showing like basically 8-bit, and there's a guy saying, "Welcome to the
Oh, that's Adam Silver.
People call Adam. Let's go look at Chicago Bulls 2023 schedule.
That's fun.
And there's like a little Chicago Bulls riding a little bike and a.
It's very old, Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's neat. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the crossover is between Pokemon fans and Chicago Bulls fans.
Well, they have a Joker on here. Oh, that's because you're playing that guy. His nickname's a Joker.
Yeah, they look at LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Just Bron. In the game. Yeah, it's neat.
I think, yeah, whoever just decided fun. To do that was pretty good.
It's fun.
If you just want to look up, just go to Chicago Bulls Twitter page. It's at Chicago Bulls, and you'll see it on there at the little video. Last one I have is PlayStation Plus Extra loses 8 games in September. These are the last time you'll be able to play these games for a while. They're leaving the PS Plus on September 19th. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon's Wildlands Standard Edition, Watch Dogs 1 and 2, Death and Quest 2, Deathloop, Chicory, A Colorful Tale, Throughout the Darkness of Times, and Nidhogg 2. And that's one of the games you wanted us to play.
I did want to play Nidhogg 2. It's not four-player friendly. I do think people should play it while they can, and also Deathloop is probably the other biggest.
Well, some people, like, I know the Watch Dogs.
They've just been on there for a really long time. Yeah. Well, you've had a really long time with those.
So if you haven't played it, then...
Deathloop wasn't on for that long, so... It's a Bethesda game, if anyone's looking.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a whatchamacallit. The ones that made Dishonored. Why can't I think right now?
I'm trying to think if I played Death. I think I played Deathloop.
Back up one for me. One page. Like, actually go back.
Arkane Studios.
Arkane Studios, yeah. Deathloop is like, you just have to get it right. So you just keep playing through until you get it right. I don't think you played it, because I feel like
I didn't play it. There's a game that looks like this I played.
Yeah.
I'd have to go back and look and see. That's all the news I had. Did you have anything you wanted to talk about?
I don't think so, man. Like I said, I did not have a very adventurous week, and I'm pretty exhausted now. I plan to kind of take it easy today.
Yes.
But no, I don't really have anything.
All right. Well, I guess that's it then. It'll be a short, small, little episode.
I'll leave you with this. So it's short and fat, but it fills the gap. And I think that you guys will be happy with that.
Right.
You know, we're not stretching it out to try to make it look longer.
Mm-hmm. Putting weights on it.
Yeah, it just is what it is. What it is. How All long right. is it?
50.
Oh, that's
50
fine.
Minutes.
That's yeah, 50 you're minutes. Welcome, everybody. That's fine.
Oh, you're thinking like 30 minutes?
Yeah, like 38, 40 minutes. No, you got a full show. Don't whine. Yeah.
It's 50 minutes.
Yeah.
To let you listeners know, I will not be on next week. I am going out of town. Family get together. So it'll be Ryan and a special guest.
It'll be me by myself if Gerald doesn't make plans for me.
Right. I'm about to send the bat signal out.
Because I'll forget until Sunday or Saturday night.
Right.
We'll be fine.
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
All right. Well, that'll be it for us. If you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameSitch. Follow us on our socials at @Game_Sitch. Follow me at HoffinShow, HoffinSho. That was episode 552. We'll be back next week. Same place, same time. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.